Hey, DWA Backstage. This is Rosie Red. I was going to do Rilo's accent challenge. I don't know if I have a particularly interesting accent. I'm pretty sure I don't, but I thought it might be a fun way to sort of introduce myself to Backstage. I'm not using my good microphone, so I hope the sound quality isn't too bad. Apologies if it is. I am from New England, Connecticut to be specific. Grew up here. I don't know that we have a specific dialect, but New England definitely does. So, okay. Pronounce the following words: aunt, roof, route, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminum, gif, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope. What's it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? Teepeeing. I didn't even know that there was another term for it, possibly. So I'm going to have to go listen to some of everyone else's responses to this challenge, because I'm curious if anyone else calls it something different now. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Soda. I know some people call it pop. You definitely call it soda. What do you call gym shoes? Sneakers. What do you call your grandparents? It's different for each side of the family. I call one side Mimi and Poppy, the other side Nana and Grandpa. I don't know why. That's just their names. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? That's a shopping carriage. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? A clicker. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Okay. Now there's one sitting here next to me. It's not my book, but it's called Imagine Me Gone by Adam Haslett. So I don't know what this is about, but here's a passage. I carried my cereal bowl into the dining room. Alec, still in his bathrobe, had dashed ahead of me and already had the A section spread on the table in front of him. He lifted the beveled cone of his mask off his face in order to feed, leaving it resting on his forehead like a stunted horn. Paul's footsteps padded above the ceiling. He'd gotten in the previous night and was up in my room getting dressed. The jet lag and mistimed meals would throw off his blood sugar. He needed to eat soon. Now I'm kind of curious what this book is about. Okay, do you think you have an accent? I don't know. I suppose maybe slightly, not really. New Englanders definitely do in certain areas. Like, obviously, a lot of people know the Boston accent. You know, go pack your car, have it yad. New Hampshire, at least areas of New Hampshire, definitely have an accent that's a little sort of a spin on the Bostonian accent. Maine definitely has an accent. But Connecticut, I think, probably sort of has a subtle version of the Bostonian Massachusetts accent. I'm told that we drop our T's at the end of words, which I think is true. For me, I find it really difficult, or it sounds really weird to me when I try to enunciate T's at the end of words. It usually just gets dropped, or it's like a soft D, so that's about it. Not that interesting, I don't think. end the post by saying any three words you want. I guess I'm just going to say a few words or phrases that we use in New England that I think are specific to the region. Wicked. Wicked is a good thing. Or, well, it's really like a modifier, like saying really or very, but like stronger, more like extremely. So it's wicked cold outside. That's something you hear a lot. leaf peepers. Those are the people that come to New England to look at our autumn leaves, because we are known for our beautiful autumns. That's really what we have going for us. So people who come from down south or, you know, all over the world to come to New England to look at the leaves are called leaf peepers. Another word I know is, I'm pretty sure is specific to New England, is Grindr. Not the app. Some people call it like a hoagie or a sub or a submarine, like a big sandwich. I'm not sure what you call it overseas, if you even have a word for it, but like a big sandwich, we call a Grindr. Usually if I say that to someone from outside the region, they're like, what the fuck is a Grindr? So, yeah, that's it. I hope maybe this is a, you learned a little about New England from this, maybe. It was fun. That's it. Thanks.